a very important yisod. We say every day, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Li'os Lachem Lelekim Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So the shir is called Emes and Shekei Yetzis Mitzrayim. But what's the pshat Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes? There is a pasuk Hashem Elokeichem Emes, but nowhere do we find such a thing. You take something from no shaychas to the pasuk and you put it into the pasuk. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. That's how we finish off. Emes doesn't belong in the pasuk. Emes is part of the Vayatze V'Nocha Mekayim V'Yosha. So what's the pshat that you take the emes and you stick it into the pasuk? What is it? It's not a puzzle. It must be Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Yitzis Mitzrayim must be Megala Meridike Emes, and that's why Bechlal we can understand. We'll have to understand that if Shema finishes off with Yitzis Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. And then we go on to say the emes, and what do we say there? The emes. You see how many times it says the word v'kayim, emes v'yatziv v'nochin v'kayim v'yosha. Hu kayim, shmoi kayim, chisenochin malchusay v'mnosa la'ad kayim. It's all about being kayim la'ad. That's the tamtzis of emes v'yatziv. What's that shayches to Yitzis Mitzrayim? So in order to understand it, we have to have a clear definition of what emes is and what shek is. What's emes and what's shek? So the ma'aseh, if you want, you don't have to go very far, because at the beginning of davening, before korbanos already, we say. We also have to understand why we say before korbanos. There will also be moving in Beis Hashem, but in the beginning of korbanos, you say lo'elam yodam yirashimayim says v'agolim moedal emes v'doyve emes l'vavoy. And then what's the hemshech? The hemshech is basically ma'anu ma'ach mechayenu mechasteinu matzadiseinu moisa ha'odam in abhima oyin ki hakel hava. So what's emes? The emes is that every gashmi moisa ha'odam in a behema. What's the end? What's the end result? The end result of the gashmi is like a behema, hakal hova, dies off. I mean, the mefarash hasidus say hakal hova, like a behema dies and odam dies, and the ma'isa at the end of the day everything gashmi dies off, and nusach svad is goes levad min on shama tohira that it's going to asid and nitin asadin. So what is the emes? The emes is to be mevara what's kayam and what's not kayam. Anything that's not kayim is sheker. Anything that's kayim is emes. Emes v'yatzev nochem v'kayim v'yosha. Everything that's emes is kayim. So a person's always got to look for what's kayim, and then he knows it's emes. A person's got to look for what's not kayim, and that's sheker. And it's not just a definition. You want to know what's emes? See if it's kayim. You want to know what's sheker? See if it's not kayim. It's deeper than that. Because if it's emes, it must be kayim. If it's emes, it must be kayim. If it's emes, it's a metzias. Emes is a metzias. If it's a metzias, then it's kayim. There's no such thing as a metzias that's not kayim. So something that doesn't last forever is emes. It's not emes. Something that's kayim, ameda, that's emes. So emes is the something that's kayim. And it's not just a geder, it's a metzias. Kayim is a simen that it's emes. If it's not kayim, it's a simen that it always was sheker. That's the better way of saying it. If it's kayim, then it's a simen that this was always emes. And if it's not kayim, then it's a simen that it was sheker. So maybe the goof that's not kayim, the goof that's not kayim is a sheker. In other words, a person who puts his life into gashmis, it's hakel hovel. So hakel hovel is megala that it's always been that it's always a sheker. Over the neshama tahira, etc. That's kayim and that's megala that it's emes. That's why we say this at the beginning of korbanos, because the inyan of a korban is a person came to the Beis Hamikdash, he was choyter. The inyan of the korban is to go to bring in the guf to show that the guf is a hakel hovel. You take the behema means the person his gashmius. He takes his gashmius and he burns it up in zvech and say, take a clear look in that direction. That's where all the gashmius is going. You burn the korban on the mizbeach. You're burning the gashmis. You're showing that the gashmis isn't a davar kayim. Because the biggest yetzer hara is to invest in gashmis. Because you look at the gashmis as a davar shekayim. The best, how do I know this? Because the best weapon against the yetzer hara is what? Lo'olam yargiz adam yetzer toiv al yetzer hara. Nitzchay mutav imlav imlav imlav. What's the last one then? The Gemara brachas yaskel ayom amisa. Meaning that what's the Yitzhara trying to be malim? The Yitzhara is trying to hide from a person Yom HaMisa. And therefore, if there's no other way you can get rid of the Yitzhara, the last ammunition that's definitely going to work is Yaskila Yom HaMisa. Because once you Yaskila Yom HaMisa, then you realize that it's all shek. You realize you're living in an optical illusion. It's not b'metzias b'chlal. Gashmis is not b'metzias b'chlal. So a person's only choyte. A person says a chacham is ena b'roishay. Eina b'roisha means you can see, right? Eza chacham a roisa noilad. He can see where it's going. Ein adam oiv avera, elen ki nechans v'ruach shtus. Which is the hepech of a chacham. So somebody's oiv avera means he's not looking to see that it doesn't go anywhere. He's living in an amud d'shikra, and that's why it looks like an amud d'shikra, because you look at the world, it looks like this is a lasting world. It looks like it's a lasting world. You don't see that this is only a dava which is not kind. And other abba, and you see Klal Yisrael with all the tzaras. So the goyim want to always put an end to Klal Yisrael. They always want to put an end to Klal Yisrael. They took Avraham Avinu and they threw him into Kibshon Eish. Avraham Avinu was saying that Ruchni is a dava shav kayim, and Gashmius is not kayim. Ruchni is a dava shav kayim. Go into the Kibshon Eish. They try to show that Ruchni is not a davar shebekayim. Oh, but that makes a kiddush Hashem, because if you come out alive from there, then it shows that you're so emes that the emes doesn't stop. The emes doesn't stop, and that's the whole biru. So maybe therefore, when a person comes to the Beis Hamikdash, you have to start loyim yadam yerushimayim kisav and golim moidale emes v'doyve emes l'vove. What is the emes that the gashmius is moisa ha'odom and abehema oyin ki hakol hovel? That's the emes. If that's so, to go on with kavanas, to take the behemah, go into the Beis Hamikdash and burn the behemah on the mizbeach. And when you burn the behemah on the mizbeach, that's your kapara. Your chet was caused because you thought that the Bahamas is a davar shebekayim. Go and burn it, and then it's megala that it's not a davar shebekayim. And later, then you go out of the Beis Hamikdash, you go out with a nayazach. Then only rochni is kayim. That's why on one hand you see the Beis Hamikdash was full of, when it comes to behemahs, the Beis Hamikdash was full of dead animals, pieces of meat. Fabrenta zach burnt them. Mitzad sheni, you see that the whole Beis Hamikdash lechem aponim was always chai, and it was always fresh. And the nefesh lo itame ba'amov. The whole inyan of the Beis Hamikdash was not to come in contact with Misa. And yet the whole Beis Hamikdash was full of dead animals. What's going on over here? And the Teretz is, that's exactly the beer. The Beis Hamikdash was the mokum emes. It's the mokum where you see that the gashmi is takevet fabrent, but the lechem aponim and the koinim must become tomei meis. The ruchni is that's the dova which is oimin, which is kaivo, chayva kaim loilam. That's the biru, and that's the lesson of emes and sheker. Always look at something. Comes to money. Is this a dova sheba oimin lanetzach? Is there such a thing as a stock exchange crashing? Is there such a thing as the Twin Towers crashing? And the person's got to be mizboinen. Why should I be invest so much into dovah? She's ain't a kind. I'm investing into a shekel. It's like always give the marshal of a dream. If a person likes a dream, so he closes his eyes and he tries to be mamshech the dream, even though he's woken up already. So what's that person doing? He's taking something that he knows is not garnished. It's hovel, and he's trying to give it emes. That's exactly what a person is doing over here in this world. A person is taking a dream, hayinu kacholim, olam hazeh galus, olam hazeh zacholim, and he's trying to take a cholim and he's trying to make it mamish metzias. It's mamish metzias. I always tell the boys in yeshiva, the shalabach, that imagine you have a dream that your mamish, and then somebody, the guy wakes you up in the vaseret and says, hey, you wake up, you open your eyes and you see you're in these lousy dorms over here in yeshiva, get up for shachas, and in your dream you are by the sea in a 5-star hotel. So what does the guy do? He closes his eyes again and pretends he's still there. Where's the yisod of this clipper? Where's the yisod of this malim ala emes? Where's the sod of this that tries to make the Gashmius look like a Dovah Shebekayim? What's the answer? Poshet, Mitzrayim. What did Mitzrayim do? They were Mamshech the Gufim after the Misa. They were Shemeh the Gufim after the Misa. Mitzrayim's klippa is, we know Mitzrayim is always the Yetzahar. The middle letters of Mitzrayim is Yud Sadi Reish, the Rosh Tevez of Yetzahar. So Mitzrayim is the Yetzahar. And the klippa of Mitzrayim is that the Gashmius is Mamshech. That's the klippa of Mitzrayim. The Gashmius is Mamshech. Gashmius doesn't come to an end. And you see this in two things. Number one, that is to mummify the bodies. Mummifying the bodies means that the Gashmis is also Mamshech. The Gashmis is also Mamshech. Any person who feels that, you know, why not Olam Hazeh's Mamshech here to stay forever? He knows he's not going to stay here forever, but still he's staying forever. He's worth $1 billion and he's still working very, very hard he's only got money now for the next 50 generations. And now he needs for 60. Where does that clipper come from? That clipper comes from Mitzrayim, that a person can fool himself. You ask a guy, a Pashto guy, you ask him, he builds himself a man of 60. You find these things, they build themselves usually an enormous house. Cost them millions and he spent Mamshech's whole life saving off it. The nastiest thing you can tell this guy is, do you think you're going to be here for 30 years? He makes a cheshbon, he's 65 today, 30 years is a chvayis, he's 85. Are you going to be here for 40 years? Pashtus not. Halavayo, 50 years for sure not. So what are you building a diras keva over here? If you yourself, you don't even know. That klipa comes from Mitzrayim. And that's why Paro was also, he went to the Or Lasis Trochov, because the whole inin of Asiyas Trochov is also a Zachta. The Gashmis comes to an end. The same as the human body comes to an end, and then it rots, all that the body's doicha, the Gashmis, the Achila, the body's doicha also comes to an end. And the same way as they were Malim on the Emes, that the Guf comes to an end, they were Malim on the Emes, that the Achila comes to an end. Yidin came out of Mitzrayim, we ate the mon, and they were loy nitzrachul in Kevav, because they ate, because Taka the Ruchnis, the Gafud, is a dovah she'oymet kaim. Everything ruchni is kaim. So the Mitzrayim, the klibah Mitzrayim is a klibah that's malim on this nakuda. Mitzrayim gives a person a feeling that gashmis is mamshich laad kayomis. It's a big sheker. It's a major sheker. Adarabah, the hayinu kacholim, that they live in a cholim as if it's emes, is that's going to get to Mitzrayim. That's why Pari is a dreamer. That's why Pari has dreams. And I'll go into now, we'll discuss the whole Indian of the seven causes, a mashal of the 70 years of a person's life. And then what happens? He gets swallowed up, it all comes to an end. And Pari got the shock of his life. Abada, this is exactly answering your klipa. You're saying that nothing ever gets swallowed up. It's oymet kayim, kayim. You're a dreamer. Your whole matzav over here in Olam Hazeh is all a dream. And you're malam on that. And you're trying to make this into reality. You're trying to make it into reality. So the whole klipa Mitzrayim is that klipa. So by Yitzias Mitzrayim, it was Nizgala the Emes. It was Nizgala that Mitzrayim is not a dovah shebekayim. It's not a dovah that's mamshech. Mitzrayim is kulei gashmi. I read the Mitzrayim are called by Yecheskel Shabasach Hamoyer Besorim. So they got the basar is a basar of a chamoyer. They're behemoths, and the behemoths, the whole Indian of a korban is to show that does it's not mamshech. So that's why they took the animals of the Mitzrayim to bring up as a korban. Because the nefesh of Bahamas is mamshech. The nefesh of Bahamas goes to waste. So the Tzias Mitzrayim brought Kalal Yisrael into a Moedika Matzav of something which is Kayim, the Emes, that the Emes is Oymed, the Emes is Kayim. That's why you see the Mashal by Yisipa Yitzias Mitzrayim, one of the reasons brought down Naloch, that you don't make a bracha and Sibi Yitzias Mitzrayim, because it's a Dovah Shein B'Soif. Kolamar Ber Masapai, Kolamar Ber Masapai, Reza Meshubach. What's the Inyan? Together. What's the Inyan of Kolamar Ber Masapai, Reza Meshubach? Because when they came out of Mitzrayim, suddenly they were introduced to Rochnius, that's ongoing, and it goes on and on, and the more they're masik, the more there's to talk about, and then the masik more, and then the masik more. Suddenly they saw the emes, and the emes is kaim lad. So they came out of Mitzrayim, they went into a matzav of kiyum. They came out of a matzav where the kiyum is a sheker, and they went into a matzav where the emes, and the Klal Yisrael is kaim. So this explains a lot of Yisoidus. Number one, first of all, explains all Yisoidus of Makas Bechoyers. That the Bechorim of the Mitzrayim died. Bechlal, why did the Mitzrayim kill the kids? Because they didn't want the Hemshech. There's always a major vikuach going on. The Yidin Taina that we're Oymed L'Kayin L'Netzach. We are Oymed L'Kayin L'Netzach. Avodim, Inroisom, you can do what you want to us. Chechen Yetzah B'chush Godl, we're Kayim, you can bash us, but we're Oymed L'Netzach. Because ours is the emistic religion. So Pari is trying to call our Ben Ayir, Ayuroi Tashtichu. Pari is trying to make us that we should come to an end. What's the whole Indian of the Mashal of Bechor has the Indian of Kedushas of Bechor? What's the Indian of Kedushas of Bechor? The Teretz is that the Bechor is the beginning of the Hemshech. That's what a Bechor is. A Bechor is a Hemshech. Misha in Lo Yibonim Chashuv Kemes. Comes to an end. A Bechor is a Hemshech. A Hemshech means it's a continuation. A continuation means it's Mamshech. Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is emes. Klal Yisrael is mamshech. So ba'as, there's a bechor and there's a kedusha, there's a bechor. Or in Mitzrayim, there's one big sheker. In Mitzrayim, they tana that they're mamshech. Or in Makas Bechor, there's megala that they have no shaykhas to amshocha. They have no shaykhas to continuity. But them it's niskayim, and moisa ha'odom, and abahema oyen ke'akolovel. They are the behema. And ke'akol hovel. And maybe therefore their bechorim died. Their bechorim died. Meaning that you tana that you have a hemshach. You tana that yours is the derech emes and the emes is kayam and the emes has a hemshach. Their bechorim died to show that their hemshach is a falsha hemshach. Just like they mummify the bodies to show that hemshach is everybody will laugh at it. It's a falsha hemshach. Speak to him, hit him, see if he reacts. It's a falsha hemshech. Bechor is a false hemshech. They don't have a hemshech. And the Bechor is the one who's bringing on the hemshech. So therefore, by the Yidden, Adarabba, we are an Am Kodosh, we are Ruchni, Ruchni's Oymet Kayam, that's Kedushas HaBechor. Over the Mitzriim, is they don't have a hemshech. Whenever they come into Shaykh of a hemshech, that's why Rebbein Shalom cut them off. We know in the Bria, Moshe, in the Bria over here, there's such a musig as the Maim, is a Yam, Maim She'em Bo Yisoif. It's a Maim She'em Bo Yisoif. The Mitzriim held that they were Em Bo Yisoif. So the Mitzriim, they played around with water. They had Maim. But Rebbein Shalom killed them in the Yam Soif, in the Yam Suf, in Lashon Soif. In other words, they were looking for things that would be mamshich them, that would keep them to a matzav of Ein Bo Yisoif, and that's where they found the Yesh Bo Yisoif. When that went down, then Oz Nizgala Klal Yisrael Tchis HaMesim in HaTorah. That even though there's a mitzvah of Klal Yisrael, it's only Zmani. Klal Yisrael is the Derech HaEmes, it's Oymed V'Kayim La'ad. And that's Oz Yoshe. We're already going into the future. We're already Mamshech, we're going into the future. And that's Remez Tchis HaMesim in HaTorah Minayim. That's Mazbe, the whole Indian, my Yaakovina, to go down to Mitzrayim. Because Yaakovina is Nizgala, the Sod, of the Yaakovina Loimes. Even if it looks like Freddy Gemara, what do you mean, Mechil Loimes? Aye, the Chantu I saw this and that. What do you mean, Yaakov Inulis? One Tari says, Ma'azare b'chaim, Afu b'chaim. There's a Shakli b'tariya in being Megala the Biru, that Yaakov Inu is Loimes. Yaakov Inu is a Loimesdik. So Mele, he went down to my Baruch Shalom and said to him, Anoichi Eredimcha Mitzrayim, Anoichi Elcha Gamola. I'm coming down with you. You're a Loimes. But you're going down to Mitzrayim to bring that Koyach of Loimes into Mitzrayim. To bring the Koyach of Loimes into a country which is Mes. And in that Koyach, Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. Remember, therefore, that's what we say at the end of Krishma. Ani Hashem Lekechem, Asher Tzeis Yeschem Mitzrayim, Yeschem Ani Hashem Lekechem Emes. The Tzeis Mitzrayim was Megala Klal Yisrael the Emes. What is the Emes? The Emes is that Ruchnis is Kayom Laad, Hu Kayom, Shmoy Kayom, Chisoy Nochoy, Malchus Oy, Vemnosoy, Laad Kayomis. That is Liad Kayomis. So that's the Chizuk, and that's where a person comes into Sphere. That's why you see the Moshul that the Shvishal Pesach is different than Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara talks about it in Sukkah, in Pei Gelula Barova. Shvishal Pesach, we don't have a major farewell from Pesach. On Sukkahs you have Ikvi Imi Odia Mechot, stay with me one more day. Kosher Lai Pridaschem. Pesach, there's no Prida. Whoops. Shvishal Pesach goes. Adarabba, fast is much more difficult. Chodesh Sukkahs finishes on a bang, or the Simchas Torah finishes with a bang, with a climax. Shvishal Pesach comes to the end, and there's a Yom Tov Achron Pesach, Shvishal Pesach, and Kilo it fizzles out. Kilo, there's no Sudas prayed on Pesach. Why is there no Sudas prayed on Pesach? The Teretz is Pesach. Yitzis Mitzrayim. Yitzis Mitzrayim, prayed on. The whole Mitzis of Yitzis Mitzrayim is, as when they left Mitzrayim, there's no end. It's the Emes, and the Emes, there's no Soif. And that's why Pesach continues into Sfiras Oymeh, and Sfiras Oymeh takes us to Shavuos, and Shavuos is Pascha Zuhumasa, and then the Misa was taken away, and they were going to live forever, and it carries on. Nothing stops. Pesach is a Musag of not stopping. Pesach is a Musag of non stopping. Just like the Chol HaMoed Ben HaSabbath doesn't stop, the whole Yom Tov of Pesach doesn't stop. You know, it goes on into the Sphere, and from the Sphere, and Adarabba. Gufnius stops. So coming out of Mitzrayim, the whole avodah till Shavuos is becoming a mensch. It's going from Ma'achal Soirim, the Korban Oymeh, the Ma'achal Soirim to the Dargas Odom. And then once it's in Saka, the Dargas Odom, then when it came to Shavuos, that's the climax. That's when we came to the Emes, the Torah's Emes. So Yaakov is a loymes because he's titan Emes liYaakov. If you're titan Emes liYaakov, then you're loymes. Emes. MS and Loimes goes together. That's why the word MS is Aleph Mes. Other of it, it's Hecha B'Misa. You take away the Aleph, it's Mes. You take away the Likus, then it's Mes. Oh, but if there's an Aleph there, which is the Ruchni, then it's MS. Then there's no Misa Bechlal. So the Titin MS, the Yaakov, is a Yaakov Avinu Loimes. And that's what came into Mitzrayim, and that's what took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, that even though Mitzrayim is a Toitazach, they're Kuli Gufni, they're Kuli Behema, and the Mokum of a Behema is on the Mizbeach. Mokamim is on the Mizbeach, to be burnt on the Mizbeach, to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So Klal Yisrael, the final straw of Klal Yisrael is to bring up the Korban Pesach, to bring up a Korban, to take the animal and to shech the animal. That's putting a stop to Mitzrayim. And that came mamish the same time as Adarabba, that came the same time as Makas Bechayos. Korban Pesach is the Gilui. Every Korban is a Gilui, that the Guf is Oymed Lamisa. If the if once you reach that korah that the guf is ayin lamisa, and therefore I'm looking for a ruchnis to gagan mahalach in life, so then that's going to save me that I won't die with the bechoros. Like it says there, the Rabbi Isi said dom al apsochim. He puts the dam. Menschlam put the dam. I mean, the Yidden put the dam on the psochim, and when the dam was on the psochim, meaning the korban pesach saved them. The korban pesach saved the bechor of Yidden. Bechor is the hemshach. The korban pesach, once you makir that the goof is oimid lemisa, and then you follow the ruchni, so then you have a hemshach, and then you go on. And meila they didn't die. And then meila that for them it was kedusha as a bechor. Then mitzriim they got shocked. You're shechting. How can you shecht an animal? Why didn't they shecht? Because we're an animal. If you shecht us, then you're saying that we come to an end. So that led to Makas Bechoros. So that's the koyach that comes out of Yitzis Mitzrayim. For a person to be Mizboyin and coming out of Mitzrayim means that Olam Hazeh is Olam of Chaloymes. Olam Hazeh is a Hakul Hovel. And a person's got to be Dovak to Ruchnias. And a person's Dovak to the Hilgit Torah Kedosha. And Torah is Torah's Emes, Moshe Emes, Vesay Rosay Emes. And Emes, the Bechin of Emes is that nothing happens to the Torah. The Torah is a built-in Ishtana because Emes takes you all the way, and that's the beginning of davening. That's how a person's got to be Mizbara when he starts davening, and that's the Hagdama to the Seder of Korbanos. So that's our Torah on Pesach with the Hemshech coming up to Shavuos. Outcome.